On Saturday, USS Curtis Wilbur sailed within 12 miles of Triton Island, one of the largest of about 130 coral islets and reefs that lie in the western part of the South China Sea, just about equidistant from the coastlines of China and Vietnam. There's only 3 square miles of land total. What was then South Vietnam established outposts in the uninhabited islands in the 1950s. China took over in 1974 after what's called the Battle of the Paracels. 4 Chinese minesweepers outmaneuvered 4 South Vietnamese frigates. 78 Vietnamese were reported killed and 1 frigate sunk. There was another confrontation in 2014 after a Chinese oil rig arrived off Triton Island. Vietnam sent Coast Guard vessels and fishing boats. Collisions occurred. 1 Vietnamese fishing boat capsized. Up till now, the disputed Paracels have been generally quieter than the disputed Spratlys in the eastern part of the South China Sea, off the coast of the Philippines. Over the weekend, the outgoing president of Taiwan, Ma Ying-jeou, visited Taiping Island to reinforce Taiwan's claim. Taiping is the largest natural island in the Spratlys, but smaller now than 3 artificial islands constructed by China. Last October, an American destroyer sailed near one of them, Subi Reef. Last week, the U.S. commander in the Pacific, Admiral Harry Harris, said to expect more of these freedom of navigation missions in the future. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.